Radio Prague News. A Russian military airplane crashed while making a landing at the Chaslov Air Force Base close to midday Wednesday. The government has approved a package of austerity measures for 2013, and farmers slowed traffic around the country in protest of the government's decision to slash tax refunds on biofuel. A Russian military airplane crashed while making a landing at the Chaslov Air Force Base close to midday on Wednesday. The plane swerved off the landing strip into a field and a fire broke out on board. Of the 23 passengers and crew, 7 are reported to have suffered serious burns and injuries. No deaths were reported. The plane was carrying 14 Russians and 9 Czechs. There have been reports of landing gear failure. The government on Wednesday approved a series of austerity measures for 2013, including a 1% hike in VAT to 15% and 21% respectively, fewer tax reliefs for entrepreneurs and no tax refunds on biofuel for farmers. The measures, which have yet to be approved by Parliament and signed into law by the President, should help bring the gap in public finances to below 3% of GDP. The government's decision to remove tax rebates on fuel and to introduce a consumption tax on wine was behind a nationwide farmers' protest held on Wednesday. Farmers brought out around 2,000 heavy farm vehicles, such as tractors and harvesters, on 185 roads across the country to deliberately slow traffic. The Association of Czech Farmers, which argues that the move will strip Czech farmers of their competitiveness within the EU, has warned that more protests will take place in the coming weeks and months. The leadership of public affairs has voted to renew the membership of the party's informal leader Vít Bárta, who received an 18-month suspended sentence for corruption a few weeks ago. Bárta has also been assigned the task of coordinating the work of the party's commission of experts. Public affairs, which split and was forced into the opposition by the scandal, is now trying to regroup and prepare for the autumn Senate and local elections. Party leader Radek Jón has said he will seek re-election at the party's June conference. NGOs working to prevent child abuse report an alarming increase in such cases over the past decade. Zuzana Baudišová from Our Child Foundation said at a press briefing in Prague on Wednesday that according to statistics compiled by the Labour and Social Affairs Ministry, the number of child abuse cases is now 5 times higher than it was 10 years ago. Presently, the ministry registers 6,642 cases of abused children, which Baudišová fears may be just the tip of the iceberg. She says that childcare in the Czech Republic has gradually worsened with more cases of abuse and neglect present stemming from frustration, overwork and stress on the part of parents. The outcome of a survey conducted by the CVVM agency suggests that the opposition Social Democrats are gaining in strength. If elections were held today, they would get 36.5% of the vote, followed by the Communist Party with 21.5%. The centre-right Civic Democrats have dropped to a two-year low with 17% support. Top 09 would get 10.5% and the Christian Democrats 5.5%. I'm Danielle Ozerova, and that's the end of the news.